The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 22nd. Today's word is tear, spelled T-A-R-E. Tear is a noun that means a deduction from the gross weight of a substance and its container made in allowance for the weight of the container. It also means the weight of the container. Tear also means counterweight. Here's the word used in a sentence. Factoring in a tear of 10,000 pounds for the trailer, the transportation officer determined that the truck's cargo load still exceeded the legal limit. The word tear came to English by way of Middle French, from the old Italian term tara, which is itself from the Arabic word tara, meaning that which is removed. One of the first known written records of the word tear in English is found in the naval inventories of Britain's King Henry VII. The record shows 2 barrels of gunpowder weighing, besides the tear, 500 pounds. When used of vehicles, tear weight refers to a vehicle's weight exclusive of any load. The term tear is closely tied to net weight, which is defined as weight excluding all tear. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.